Good afternoon. My name is Lisa E. Williams. I live here in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I've been a resident of Williamsport for 27 years. I'm currently serving as the vice president of the NAACP, and I am on the fight for ending COVID-19. And the reason is because of all the death that I have seen, how it has affected my community, and how it has affected people of color. I did receive my COVID-19 shot, and the side effects were very minor. It wasn't, really big, but I'm grateful that I did it. And one of the reasons that I did do it was to protect my clients, my child, and my family. So if you have reservations on COVID-19, please do the research. It's safe, it's effective, and it works. Also, it brings you closer to your family, people you haven't seen in over a year. Our country has been devastated with this disease. So it is a cure. The virus is manageable because we do have the vaccine. I advise everyone to please, please go get your COVID-19 shot. We need to end this pandemic so that we can go back to living and enjoying our lives as Americans.
Thanks so much, Lisa. This is Samantha Pearson. I'm here on behalf of Let's End COVID. I myself live in Union County in Pennsylvania. I've lived in Pennsylvania for about 20 years now. And I do neighborhood revitalization, which sometimes involves being involved in public health. So over the past year, I've been very involved in just communicating, doing, helping the community know what's going on with COVID, understanding the numbers, and thinking about what we can do to help our communities in general. This year, it's been great to partner with Let's End COVID here in Lycoming County and the region. We are working on doing exactly what our name says, ending COVID. We now have the tools, like Lisa says. We have a vaccine. We have many vaccines. And, many people are starting to get vaccinated, but we need to get ourselves a little bit further to that finish line to really do accomplish the ending of COVID. So I'm thrilled to be here and be able to talk to Lisa, talk about how Let's End COVID is collaborating with the NAACP here in Lycoming County, the Lycoming Tri-County NAACP, to bring a mobile vaccine clinic to the Juneteenth celebration. Maybe Lisa can tell us a little bit about Juneteenth.
Hello, I'm back. So let's talk about Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a celebration of the end of slavery in 1865, I believe. And to celebrate that day is to celebrate all of us, because slavery is such a nasty and dirty word that has been embedded in our country. To celebrate the end of slavery, to let everyone know that the progress that we have made, how far we have come, and yet still how far we have to go. It is a collaboration of celebrating who we are. Who are we? We are Americans. We are loving and fun-giving people. We give of ourselves. We love others. Others love us. And we have a community here in Williamsport through the Tri-County NAACP that is a vast diversity of Black, White. Everyone is together, and we're pulling together to give this celebration. So we are asking for the whole community to come out and have some fun. We're going to have different vendors there, and we're going to have an African-American committee that's going to be there where you can start your genealogy. We get you the path to start, and then you can take it from there. And this is not just related to African-Americans. This is related to everyone that wants to be a part of this event. So this is one event that shows of unity as well. It shows of unity, love, togetherness, and the ending the fight of racism within our county, so that the love that we share at Juneteenth can possibly spread its tentacles all over the place. And just that one moment of unity can bring about a lot within our area and given this Juneteenth event. So, Sam, you want to cover something else?
Yeah, I just want to point out that, this having the opportunity to get your vaccine at this event for those who haven't yet had it is another way to realize that love and unity. It's about the community. We, are thrilled for anyone who has already gotten their vaccine, especially if you've been able to, reach full vaccination status. Congratulations. That's awesome. It may have taken some doing earlier in the year. It could be fairly difficult to figure out how to get a vaccine, where to go, and stuff like that, it is now much, much easier. So people who have been waiting, maybe because they just couldn't figure it out, you can do things like go to an event, and River Valley Health and Dental is going to be there with their mobile vaccine clinic. They will be set up. The whole Juneteenth event runs from 10:30 that morning to 5 p.m. in Brandon Park, even with an extra little start at 9 a.m. at Freedom Road Cemetery. But the River Valley Health and Dental mobile vaccine clinic will be on site, I believe, from 11 to 3. So that's perfect. You'll be able to catch the event, see what's going on. Getting your vaccine is really quick. They will be offering the J&J vaccine. If you are younger, if your kids are looking for a vaccine and you need to get the Pfizer, for example, they are glad to schedule that for you. So if you want to go to the mobile vaccine clinic and arrange to schedule to get your Pfizer at another time, you can. Pfizer, as we know, does require more stringent storage. And so that's harder to bring to the mobile site. But other people, if you want to go get your J&J vaccine, it will be a one and done vaccination.
Thank you, Sam. And I just want to really emphasize people of color with COVID-19. The doubt about getting the vaccine, given our history, the questions about giving it. I guarantee if you show up at Juneteenth, you will have all the information that you need, because people of color has been struck at a higher rate than anyone else in regards to COVID-19. So why not take advantage of this opportunity to get the information and get your vaccine done? Because as Sam talked about, they are offering the Johnson & Johnson one and done. It's not only protecting you, it is protecting your family, it is protecting your community, it is protecting those that you love. We've been far apart for too long. I am ready for human contact. I am ready for human hugs. I am ready for human laughter, touching and feeling and everything that goes with it that was prior to this COVID-19. So let's get out here. Come join us on June 19th and just have a ball and have some fun. Get your COVID-19 shot and just enjoy the day.
Yeah, there are people who have a lot of concerns, and we just want people to know that if you have questions, feel free to check with your doctor. You know, I mean, that's a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. Also, check the Let's End COVID website. Let's End COVID has a functioning website now. It's www.letsendcovid.net. If you go there, you will find lots of different resources. We have references like we have links to various case study resources. We have links to all the articles that we've been putting in the paper. We have links to social media materials and both local, state, and federal stats on disease transmission, vaccination rates, and things like that. We have information that you can share, toolkits that you can share with friends and family members about, if they do have concerns, just how you help people talk through what they're thinking about with the vaccine. We do know, unfortunately, that our area has a lot of what's called vaccine hesitancy. And this means we have to work a little bit harder to make sure we are reaching as far as we can into the community and really working to keep people safe. We have a range of people who are in these hesitant categories. We know that around the country, we have in communities of color, there has been a lot of concern and worry, in particular with respect to past missteps and current problems with equity and racial equity in medical practice. Mm-hmm. People do not necessarily trust the medical profession or doctors to do the right thing for people of color. And that is understandable, but we also see that we have doctors who are working on this. This is not, this vaccine has now been in circulation in the United States for 5 months, these vaccines. We have millions of people who have taken them. We are getting great data both from the trials that occurred before and also from what's happening now. Even people, when they have concerns about, what they call one in a million possible side effects, we've had enough people have the vaccine now that you can see the 1 in a million side effects and figure out how to deal with them. So, for example, people may have heard of Johnson & Johnson and a very low probability, but a possibility of some clotting side effects. What we know is those are treatable, and we know to look for them. So we know now know how to treat them, to look for them, so we can go in with eyes wide open, be conscious, be aware, and aware of risks, and do what we need to do. The medical professionals are ready to also deal with, if you were to have one of those 1 in a million consequences, they know what to do about it now. So we have everything. People may be concerned from all these different angles. People may be concerned that it's going to cost them money. And it's really important to know that basically the COVID vaccines are being offered free of charge.
Free.
Say that again, Lisa.
Free.
And in fact, I know that this was an issue for people earlier in the past year, especially with COVID testing. People were getting hit with large bills for COVID tests when they might not even have wanted to get tested, and then they wound up going somewhere not realizing it was going to cost them money, and they got a bill. That is not happening with the vaccines. Now, in some places, if you have gone and made an appointment to get your vaccine at a specific site, they may ask you for your insurance if you have it. If you have insurance, they might charge your insurance for what's called an administration fee. However, if you do not have insurance, they cannot charge you anything. In fact, at the Juneteenth celebration, the mobile clinic will not even be requesting your insurance information. They just want to vaccinate as many people as we can get. They will want to know who they vaccinated, just that you've done it, and you will get your vaccination card. You need these documents. These are useful for you in the future, but for your health history, right? There will be no charge associated with this, and there is no charge associated. The administration fee, if it exists, will only be charged to insurance if it's available. As a country, we're already at that 50% mark, but it's also important to understand where we are locally. And unfortunately, our local numbers are much lower than that. So what we're working towards is, like she said, 70%. Believe right now that Lycoming County is under 40% for fully vaccinated, and another maybe 8% that are partially vaccinated so far. So that if you add those together, you're still under 50% for even partially vaccinated, having received at least one shot. The state of Pennsylvania, is further ahead than we are. So if you think about averages, that means that we're behind that average. There are other places in the state that are further ahead than we are. To be honest, the average for the whole country is further ahead than we are locally. So we need to do some catching up. We need to do the work it takes. I think I mentioned, people of color have reluctances. There's also very clear evidence that rural communities, rural conservative communities, men in particular, are less likely to get vaccinated. At the state level in Pennsylvania, in fact, I believe the split between men and women having been vaccinated is a 10-point split in terms of percentages, whereas when you get to our area, it's 20% or higher of the split between men versus women having gotten their vaccine. And that's something we need to address because men also get COVID. the one thing there that a lot of people are like, many people think that, I got COVID, therefore I'm immune. This is where we really need to understand that getting vaccinated is better than getting COVID in every possible way for every age. That's something that is new information for a lot of people, but the vaccine provides stronger, more consistent, and safer protection than getting sick yourself. That goes even for younger people. Right now, our numbers in Lycoming County, in Clinton County, all these surrounding counties, Union County, our numbers are sort of bumping along roughly at the same level they have been for about 3 months. But over the course of the last 5 months, we've vaccinated a third of the people in the counties. That means the people who are still ending up hospitalized and dying, that's that same number in a smaller pool of people. In other words, people who are vaccinated are enjoying great protection, and people who are not yet vaccinated are actually in more danger than they were just in the recent past. So it's time. Let's do it. Let's make sure we get everyone protected, protect our kids, protect our elders, and come together for Juneteenth as well. This is just a great opportunity to fuse all of these ways of showing love for community and celebrating unity right here in Lycoming County.
Well, thank you, Sam, for all of that wonderful information. Thank you so much. Our goal right now within the United States, we have 50% of the country vaccinated. We're looking at a goal of 70% in July. So does that include you? If it does, come out on June 19th, Brandon Park, to help celebrate our Juneteenth celebration and also Let's End COVID. So it's a collaboration of all of us together with one common goal: health, happiness, freedom, and love.
Big thanks to Vice President Lisa Williams of the NAACP and Samantha Pearson from Let's End COVID. They brought us some interesting information regarding COVID, the vaccines, and the excitement of Juneteenth coming up June 19th, 2021. Thanks for listening to In Touch, a locally produced service of Backyard Broadcasting. The views and opinions expressed on In Touch are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the official party or position of Backyard Broadcasting. Any content provided by our guests are of their opinion, and they are not intended to malign a religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.